I don't even understand the argument. Like, the Adam retard says, yeah, Trump is the most corrupt president in history, but so what? The argument is that at night, after Adam turns the stream off, he goes and he finds probably literally the most degenerate futanari or trans porn that he can find, orgy trans, cock humiliation shit. He jerks off to it, probably edges himself for a good 2 to 4 hours. And then after he finally fucking busts all over his keyboard because his wife or girlfriend or whatever partner he has screaming at him to come to bed, you know, finally gets to him enough that he does it. After he finishes, he's staring in disgust at his screen and he's just thinking, God, if the Republicans would just ban this shit, I wouldn't have to fucking jerk off to it every fucking night on my fucking VPN. And so that's all of that anger. Anger and rage gets directed towards somehow the Democratic Party. That's what's going on here.
Not the entire party. The fucking Republican Party stopped Trump. The Vice President of the United States stood up and said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Where is he now?
He was Republican.
Where is he now? Some important position within the party, or were all those people purged out?
Let's move on to the...
Nanny laughs and giggles because every single point, it has to be cuck fetishes. Maybe this is why they're so popular, why so many people use like the cuck insult now. All the people watching as fans, this has to be like a humiliation fetish because he's just like setting up himself and then getting knocked down over and over and over again with the most retarded fucking point. Oh, let's move on. Both of these guys are terrible. Some retards in my chat who just haven't learned yet will still defend, I think, Sitch. Because I'm like, well, Sitch isn't as bad as Adam. But, like, if you're willing to tolerate this much retarded shit, you're just as bad. But, okay. Oh, boy.
Okay, fine. Like, do you think that Trump is a tyrant?
I think that Trump... I said this multiple times on stream. I think that Trump has a lot of authoritarian tendencies and has no... Personally, he doesn't have any... respect for a process or anything to that effect. I think he just wants to do whatever he wants to do.
Yep. That makes me...
Is that not a tyrant or...
Tyrant, no. Though, doesn't it?
I mean, he's not... I don't think he's actually a tyrant because I don't think he's doing... I don't think he's accomplished tyrannical things as of yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
He's not going to use violence to stay in power.
I mean, he's already... that's just not true on several levels. Like, the FBI has already raided multiple places to seize voter rolls. That is state violence. The ICE deployment shit and everything to... I don't know if we're going to be trying to scare voters off of future polling places or not, but, I mean, they've talked about wanting to do that. So he's talked about wanting to use violence at polling places. I mean, J6 obviously was Trump called on violence to try to stay in power. But whatever.
Right? You think he is?
I don't know about that.
So you think he is going to use violence to stay in power? Then you think Trump is going to
order the National Guard to start shooting and killing Americans with it? Yeah,
the government. You know, he's putting together a violent coup. Pete Hegseth is his guy. He's going to come in and control the military.
I think if he could, he would. Yes. Here's the thing. I don't know what guardrails still remain in place to stop him. So for example, I remember. I read an article today. Where Stephen Miller had a meeting with some other staffers and executive branch.
So look, you're admitting that he can't. When you say you think he...
Oh, so he can't be a tyrant. True. Got him. This is the most severe cognitive dissonance I've ever seen in real time. No, these are just... This is what people imagine me to be when they call me like a contrarian. Like these guys have like carved out such an incredibly niche... like perpetually high on their own farts room where they're like, we can criticize Trump, but we don't have Trump derangement syndrome. Like we're fair critics of Trump. And when people say that Trump is a fascist or a tyrant, well, we acknowledge that he might have tyrannical tendencies, but in the United States government, he hasn't been able to do every single thing he wants. So he's not a tyrant. So we're not MAGA because we acknowledge that he has problems, but we're not unhinged like the rest of... They're like these types of people.
Could, he would, but you're admitting that he can't, which obviously... says that the system is working. So
however,
he's not destroying the institutions.
My God. Like you just, but it's all good. I don't know why I'm getting mad at these people. These people are not worth watching seriously.
However, the fact that the institutions are slowly eroding before.
I wouldn't even say slowly eroding. There has been significant damage done so far to a lot of the government institutions. USA Department of Education is gone. The mass firing and layoffs in a lot of our intelligence community. The new like norms that are being established that who knows if the next Democrat will probably not follow through, but will the next Republican, right? The idea that you could, like when Cash Patel was just firing every single FBI agent that had been involved in any of the Trump investigations, like this is big damage. All of the defunding of all of the grants to some of the universities over DEI shit, I guess. I don't even know. Like all of this is like severe damage to our bureaucratic systems, but whatever.
For him. Means that he actually may be able to. Things are getting worse in the United States.
You think Pete Hegseth is going to like command the military forces to take over. What's he going to do? Bomb the Democrats?
No, as I said,
Adam Guy says, the dumbest MAGA shit with the smuggest liberal elite voice I've ever heard. Yep. But that's their niche. They kind of have to occupy this, though, at this point, because all of their other political takes are so bad that if you don't, like, if they were to move in line more with kind of reality, there would be no reason, I would imagine, for anybody to watch them, because, yeah, what are you going to do?
The issue, ultimately, is that I don't think Trump has any sort of internal limiting principle on what he wants to do. He wants to do
he
what
does.
He wants to do.
He does.
No, he does
that's
not. He
that's ridiculous.
Show an example of that. What's an example of that?
Absolutely does not. The only thing stopping him.
What limiting
are the fact
principle?
That you have courts
does Trump
sometimes
have?
Say no. You have like underlings and staffers.
Oh, he's now Adam's gonna be like, well, that's his limiting principle, is what the courts will let him get away with, and he's gonna think he's so enlightened for saying it.
To sometimes say no.
So that is a limiting thing, right? Principle.
I'm done. I can't. I'm sorry. They're too predictable. I can't listen to people that are that stupid, that are too easy. I'm done. Okay. This is just every shitty, retarded. I'm a centrist. I promise, but I'm actually like a full MAGA dick suck opinion ever is always rolled up into this guy.
Those people. And of course, the
rank and file. I'll watch this until till 2 hours.
Like the Democrats in California.
The rank and file, right?
Cannon says she is the demon queen. Okay,
is she ready to come on?
The cosplay is that she's a MAGA fan, and I'm a liberal, and she has to
turn to violence. He wouldn't have
a court. He does.
That's ridiculous.
He absolutely does not. The only thing stopping him are the fact that courts that sometimes say no. You have like underlings and staffers who sometimes say no.
So that is a limiting principle, then, because if he wanted to turn to violence, he wouldn't have a problem.
A limiting principle is when you stop yourself, not when someone else stops you.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay, Dev is correct, obviously.
Cannon said she is the demon queen. Okay,
is she ready to come on? Is she ready to get in here?
They'll be later your stream.
Is that cosplay you two do? Is it like she comes in and she has...
She's dressed as a demon?
The cosplay is that she's a MAGA fan. And I'm a big liberal. She has to tempt me to become a MAGA fan. That's the...
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So the thing is, Trump continually cycles through staff, looking for people who will, one, do what he wants, and two, not oppose him in doing what he wants. Mm-hmm. And that's really fucking bad, because there should be people in the executive branch saying, hey, we can't do this, it's illegal. Hey, we shouldn't do this, it's actually bad. And Trump has just been purging those people. And of course,
it sounds just like the Democrats in California.
The rank and file rightoids, they say, when they say rhino, what they mean is somebody who doesn't suck Trump's dick. Like, that's what a rhino is at this point. It's someone who's willing to tell Trump no.
A really interesting perspective on conservatives, but I think it's maybe just the people you're hanging out with.
Well, actually, I don't think they're conservative. What? It can do really fucking bad, because there should be people in the executive branch saying, hey, we can't do this, it's illegal. Hey, we shouldn't do this, it's actually bad. And Trump has just been purging those people. And of course, the
rank and file like Democrats in California.
The rank and file rightoids, they say, well, that's base, get rid of the rhinos. But like, when they say rhino, what they mean is somebody who doesn't suck Trump's dick. Like, that's what a rhino is at this point. It's someone who's willing to tell Trump no.
You have a real interesting perspective on.
Like, this is just true. And I don't know how you follow any politics at all and you don't know that. Right, Massey is a rhino. MT, I don't know if they called MTG a rhino or not, but like, yeah, they anytime somebody doesn't go along with every single thing Trump says, they're instantly thrown out of the party. Like, what are you watching that you're not aware of this?
Conservatives, but I think it's maybe just the people you're hanging out with.
Well, actually, I don't think they're conservative. I don't think MAGA's a conservative movement.
Right.
Like, if we're talking like what true conservatism is, like the MAGA's a revolutionary movement, not a conservative one.
So not everyone that voted for Trump is MAGA then.
No, it's, I think it's really just a lot of MAGA are stupid. A lot of them are stupid. They're ignorant. Like, yeah,
you're not. 140 IQ like you are.
Yes.
A galaxy brain. Are there more super chats for Dev? We should read super chats. Okay, read some.
Mine are mostly just insults.
We'll read them. This is a good part. This is why people are here. Look, we'll read $20 super chats first. So if you have a $20 insult, you can rise to the top.
There you go. Okay, I'll do that.
So we'll go through the 20.
Well, this isn't. I don't know what that was about. You read that one. That was. Sella for $20 says, Dev, you said you don't want to gun emoji MAGA voters, but can you imagine how people think when you say, quote, we are at war with this evil faction? Also, why did Pippa ban you from her chat? Sitch, I DM'd you the receipts.
Oh my God, the receipts.
I don't know what that means, but
probably about Pippa banning from the chat.
Well, I know, but I don't know what that means.
No, so here's the thing. I mean, if you want me to rehash that fucking long
time. I don't. Yeah. The first part
we'll hear about.
How can you imagine people would think that
demons,
way and say we're at war with demons?
We gotta get rid of the demons.
I want to be very clear again, I want to reiterate this, even though I already said it before.
Right.
Is that I'm talking about like the Republicans who are part of the party.
I think you should just own this stronger. I will in the future. I think I've been trying to. Like, I'm sorry, people are like, oh, well, don't you think that this type of rhetoric is like really damaging when you talk about like MAGA as being demonic and blah blah blah? And it's like, okay. No, I think the damaging thing is them acting like demons. Maybe they should not act like demons. Like, you don't get to have on one hand a total aversion to any type of responsible rhetoric and then get mad or ass pained when people call you out on it. Again, I'm sorry, Alligator Alcatraz. How are you going to name things the most provocative? What do you think it means to name something in a provocative manner? Why would you do something provocative and then get mad when people are provoked? Like, it's stupid.
Who are currently in power, who are aiding and abetting Trump. I'm not talking about your rank and file MAGA voter.
Okay. Just
even
people
if those,
on the inside.
Even if those MAGA voters are going to vote for, you know, get those people in power, right?
Well, yeah, because like, here's the thing. Are we really going to, do you really want to live in a world where like, you, like, because you cast a vote for a candidate and that vote, you know, the candidate does something bad and now you're personally responsible for that? Like, that sounds kind of crazy to me.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe the Maker $20 says the Democrats are propping a history buff who has a Nazi SS tattoo on his chest, openly wish for a fellow veteran to have been killed instead of wounded, and has friendly ties to open anti-Semites. The Democrats have learned nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like they've learned a lot, to be honest.
Remember, don't ever fall into this trap of letting them beat you over the head with your own rules, because these guys have no fucking value. Don't worry about Plattner. If Plattner is so bad, then go beat him in that race, okay? Don't lecture us about ties to fucking Nazis or whatever when you literally have Bannon, you know, running Trump's campaign for 2 years. Get the fuck out of here with that retarded shit.
Plattner?
That was a Plattner comment, yes.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I've always been good on forgiveness. Plattner said he's not Nazi.
Well, then why don't you forgive Trump for the...
He hasn't apologized.
For the what?
Good on forgiveness. Plattner said he's on Nazi.
Well, then why don't you forgive Trump for the electors thing?
Trump doesn't think he did anything wrong, and Trump to this day maintains that the 2020 election was stolen. What are you talking about? What is there to forgive?
He hasn't apologized yet. He's doubled down. Plattner's apologized.
You actually, I mean, you don't actually believe Plattner, right?
I like how this Adam guy always thinks he's cooking. He's like, oh, so that's the difference. He always like does this smug laugh where he's like, what, 2 + 2 is not 5? And then Dev's like, 2 + 2 is 4. And then Adam's like, so circles, how many edges do those have? None. So your bicycle, like, it's just like, I don't know. Oh my God, dude, I can't.
Oh my God,
that's another.
Flatters feel like he's totally full of shit. Like I.
So you're just waiting for a Trump apology, and then you're ready to move on. You're not
like so. This is how do you engage? This level of engagement is mentally retarded. You understand this, right? That like this would be the type of thing where the teacher would whisper to the other teacher, like, "We need to call his parents. Like this guy needs some extra testing. I don't think he should be in class with the other students." Like
that's another.
Flatters feel like he's totally full of shit. Like I.
So you're just waiting for a Trump apology, and then you're ready to move on. Boom. You're not. You're going to drop all this tyranny nonsense if he just comes out and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that."
I mean, there is also a difference in what Trump did because he actually had power.
So you're not going to forgive him. So you're not.
Dev is getting led around a little bit. Like, if Trump were to fully apologize for it, he won't. Bet him. I would 10-1 odds on whether or not Trump apologized for it. $100, $1,000. Trump is never apologizing for this, bro. Like, this is a center point to his entire existence was the denial of the 2020 election results. And I like how he acts like this is some trivial thing. If Trump apologizes for 2020, then you'd be on board with it. That's like saying, like, oh, so if Christians admitted that their God wasn't all powerful, you'd suddenly become a Christian. Like, it's kind of a central tenet of their entire belief system. But to you, it's just some trivial thing, I guess. Whatever. It's retarded.
Wait, before you jump down my throat, give me a fucking second, Adam, okay? Like, with Plattner, like, here, you know what? If anyone comes to me and is like, listen, man, I was a Nazi when I was younger and I'm kind of not proud of that shit, I'd be like, you know what? Okay, it's done. It's done. But like,
he's always low. He always thinks he's cooking, dude.
If he's like, I was a Nazi when I was younger and I also killed a few Jews, I'll be like, listen, I need more from you than an apology at this point. Because now it's not just you having tattoos and thinking weird things.
So the elector scheme is past apologies, but being a Nazi is not.
Oh my God, bro, I can't. How many? 1.5 minutes.
All he was just a Nazi and then nothing else happened? Yeah, actually, yes.
Ethan Rogers Spadar says the problem with the statement is Dev now has no recourse but to call the plan against the UFC event based in the proper course of action.
What's that?
They stopped the terrorist plot for someone who wanted to use like exploding drones and snipers to kill a bunch of people at Trump's birthday UFC event.
Really? I haven't heard about this.
Oh, I just can't. It just happened.
Did just happened? Okay.
Well, they stopped. Yeah, they stopped. I'm assuming. I'm hoping you would not be in favor of such an action, right?
No. However, if it were after an election was stolen, then yes, I would be.
Okay, but now you're not in favor of it.
Right now, no.
Okay. Chachi McSwag for $50, thanks so much, says Dev is largely correct about Republican overreach, but his insane pretense that woke is dead now is a completely transparent effort to dismiss all of their valid grievances. Republicans have zero cultural power, so they act through politics.
That's a good point.
Here's the thing. Like, I actually do think that woke is not completely dead, but it's largely dead now, right? Like no one did the Pride Month shit this year. No one cares about that. No one cares about, like, misgendering. No one's getting fired for any of that shit anymore. Like, all of the woke cultural power is rapidly disappearing. And by the way, that's good, because I fucking hate woke stuff. But that doesn't mean that the right is somehow better. They're not.
I'm not sure it's going to be gone. So Democrats take power. I think they bring it back in a heartbeat.
Well, how about this? If we live in like a future where the Democrats have taken power, all of the wrongs of the right have been righted, and we're back to the old days of fighting the overreaching SJWs, I will be...
What kind of life do you live, or how disinterested are you in politics in general, if the primary lens through which you view all political action is how woke things are? It's just got to be such a vapid way of viewing politics and history and government and...
Completely on your side on that one.
Yeah, I feel like we're in the monster movie where you know, you stab the monster once and they're like, it's dead. And you're like, no,
yeah, totally.
You got to double tap it. Like the second you turn around, it's going to jump back up again and stab you in the back.
You agree. But they still want to defund the police and open the border. They're dying to do that. Are you kidding me?
They're not, though. What are you talking about? Defund the police? That movement was unpopular even within the Democratic Party. There were leaked calls from Democratic lawmakers that were complaining about how fucking cancerous that was to the movement. And Biden literally had to disavow all political or like rioting violence from the BLM, from the riots that were happening, to even win that election. So that's just not true. There's just nothing here that's grounded in reality. These are just the fantasies that he has in his head about Democrats.
I mean, back.
You agree.
Also, I love that we pretend like open borders is like a deliberate policy by Biden. I guess what, to sneak in illegal immigrants, because Democrats just love mass illegal immigration.
They still want to defund the police and open the border. They're dying to do that. Are you kidding me?
Adam, they're fighting against ICE.
They're going to disband ICE. ICE is not going to be a thing.
Whose fault is that, though? Look at how you're wielding that as a weapon, bro. You're crazy.
Adam, I want you to understand that if we live in that future where all the Republican wrongs have been righted, but and yet there's still woke stuff, that like if we get like the Battle of Berkeley too, if we go back to 2017 and there's Antifa running around in the streets again, I will speak out against them again. Like my principle is still rock solid.
What Republican wrongs are you talking about aside from the electors scheme?
Huh. How about Trump trying to control school curriculum, the things that Republicans have accused Democrats of forever, via polling grants from the schools? How about Trump writing executive orders to target individual law firms and at points individual lawyers because he's mad that they worked with Hillary Clinton? How about Trump pulling security clearance privileges from all of those law firms and from people that he doesn't like? How about Trump pulling all the extra security Secret Service detail from Kamala Harris and political people in the past that he doesn't like? I mean, the weaponization of all of our agencies. This isn't even touching the corruption and everything. The whole... World Liberty Financial that Witkoff is a part of, where he travels the world cutting deals with all these people to enrich the Trump family to dollar amounts that supersede the collective enrichment of Congress and the entire history of the United States. All of it is a pittance compared to just Trump's personal enrichment. It's just like, there are so many things. What are we talking? What do you want to talk about?
What Republican wrongs are you talking about?
Well, I did maybe an hour ago lay out a whole bunch of things that Trump has done that has been terrible and unprecedented.
But that's singularly Trump doing corrupt things to enrich himself. It's about that one guy doing corrupt things.
I also pointed out the use of the government against
him. It's not just the one guy, though. The entire Republican Party, all of the Republican Congress has stood by and watched. It's complete and total inaction. It's abdication of your congressional duty, of the oaths that you take in office.
People with their free speech, I pointed out.
Going after Trump, people with the Justice Department, right? Yes, individual people.
Yes.
Okay.
I think
he just doesn't think it's a big deal. He's fucking retarded. All he cares about is like trans people and woke shit. This is, dude, white people, man. Just kidding. Sorry. But like, really, though, like white men, like white cis men are just like, I have nothing to do with my life except obsess over the same like two or three issues for literally my entire fucking life. Like if this guy were to fall out of bed a little bit too hard and has a little bump and he wakes up and he was like sucked back to 2016 in his mind, he would sound exactly the same as he is today. These people are perpetually trapped in like the Gamergate world of 2016, where trans people are trying to cancel people online for not using pronouns in their bio. And that's it. That's like the extent to their worldview. It's crazy.
I think that Trump himself has to answer for every single one of those crimes. And I think that anyone who helped him do it has to answer for every single one of those crimes.
It's just such a small number of people are being affected by this situation.
What about the Anthropic thing from a few days ago? I don't know if that had happened yet.
And a situation where we disband ICE is going to affect a very large number of people. And you putting them on some sort of equal playing field is bonkers to me. But Brian has a super chat for $20.
$90 billion the Trump admin fought for ICE. What an unfathomably fucking huge number. It's just...
Such. There's a bunch still here for Dev.
By the way, I don't want to disband ICE. I want it massively reformed. But like people have called me open borders. I'm not. Like deporting illegals is still ultimately a good thing. I don't like what ICE has done.
I'm sure the Democrats will get right on that. Just for you, Dev.
Why? They did under Obama. More than any other prior president?
Adam, what do you want me to say?
The abolished ICE party.
Oh my God. You have the rape democracy party.
I don't even understand the argument. Like the Adam retard says, yeah, Trump is the most corrupt president in history, but so what? The argument is that at night, after Adam turns the stream off, he goes and he finds probably literally the most degenerate Fuda or Futanari or transporn that he can find, orgy trans, cock humiliation shit. He jerks off to it, probably edges himself for a good 2 to 4 hours. And then after he finally fucking busts all over his keyboard because his wife or girlfriend or whatever partner he has screaming at him to come to bed, you know, finally gets to him enough that he does it. After he finishes, he's staring in disgust at his screen and he's just thinking, God, if the Republicans would just ban this shit, I would have to fucking jerk off to it every fucking night on my fucking VPN. And so that's all of that anger and rage gets directed towards somehow the Democratic Party. That's what's going on here.
Party and the Abolish ICE Party. Which do you vote for, Adam?
I mean, how hot is the thing that we're raping?
What do you want me to say?
The Abolish ICE Party.
Okay, oh my God. You have the Rape Democracy Party and the Abolish ICE Party. Which do you vote for, Adam?
I mean, going to between the latter two evils.
Hot is the thing that we're raping.
Which do you vote for? I don't know. Adam, actually answer that question. Which one do you vote for?
Your twisted idea that democracy is dying because of Trump is, it's not even, both of these things are not on the same level. I'm not voting for the End Democracy Party, okay? That's your delusion.
To understand how upsetting these people are, if you're playing a game of StarCraft or if you're playing a fighting game and you lose the game, then you fucking lose and it's annoying and you talk shit and lose, it's annoying. And the way you lose can be annoying. Like, it's just, it's a very annoying experience. But nothing will ever prepare you in life for being locked in long games on a MOBA where one of your teammates is inting. Because it's like, bruh, we're supposed to be on the same team. Why the fuck are you throwing the game? The fuck is wrong with you? And it's like, just, it's the most, there's just no way to explain how horrible that experience is. And this is like, watching MAGA people is the same way. Like, you're contributing to the destruction of our country. Like, we're all kind of here together. We all kind of have the same federal government. We're all kind of like presenting the same face to the rest of the world. And you're sitting here like giggling and championing it as you're watching the country literally explode before your eyes. And you just are, I just don't want to be on this guy's team.
About the Republican Party.
No.
Republicans are, guess what? They're going to run in the midterms. They're going to try to get elected in the midterms. They're going to try to deal with elections as they stand. We're in the gerrymandering war right now, but both sides have guns shooting at each other with both barrels. So okay. I don't know how you can say, oh my God, Democrats are completely innocent of gerrymandering.
I didn't say that. I even said it earlier in this conversation. I had a video where I outlined where the Democrats went wrong too.
Voting for Republicans, that's just such a straw man of the situation to say voting for Republicans is like the end of democracy. I can't believe you've fallen for the propagandists.
So cringe, bro. Jesus.
It's not that I've fallen for the propaganda. It's that I've done a whole bunch of reading, a whole bunch of studying. I've looked over all
of
the court
propaganda.
Cases.
The court case is propaganda.
It's not. Oh my God. Okay, Adam, you said
the Democrats lost in 2028 because no one was buying this end of democracy like delusion.
In 2024,
that,
right?
That you seem to be going.
Okay,
for.
That's true. No one bought it. But in 2024, you also said that even though people ultimately didn't care, that's actually a problem with the electorate, in my opinion. But people didn't care. They can vote how they like. Fine. But you have said yourself on this show many times that J6 was unprecedented, that it was terrible. Are you walking that back now?
Yes, he doesn't care.
No, it was terrible. Yeah, no, I.
Well, then, okay. We do actually have an end democracy party.
It was terrible, but not that terrible.
Is that not what they tried to do, Adam?
Not the entire party. The fucking Republican Party stopped Trump. I remember this. This happened. The Vice President of the United States stood up and said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Where is he now? Where is Pence now?
He was Republican.
Where is he now?
Good job.
Some important position within the party, or were all those people purged out?
Let's move on to the...
Manny laughs and giggles because every single point, it has to be cuck fetishes. Maybe this is why they're so popular, why so many people use like the cuck insult now. All of the people watching as fans, this has to be like a humiliation fetish, right? Because he's just like setting up himself and then getting knocked down over and over and over again with the most retarded fucking point. Oh, let's move on. Like,
No. They were all purged out, and you know it. They were all fucking purged out. The only people who are left in the Republican Party now, not the voters, the people in the party who actually make the party function, they are all the crazies who wanted to steal it in 2020. Yep. That's all the Republicans are now.
Right.
And all of those people are working together, conspiring to end democracy as we know it. They don't want to have any more elections. They just want to be in power forever. That's the world we live in?
Why do you have to be so hyperbolic about it? But yeah, I mean, our election systems are under attack in ways they never have been before. It's not like a behind-the-scenes shadowy conspiracy either. Why was Tina Peters released from prison in Colorado when she was literally breaking the law to give people access to electoral systems that they weren't supposed to have access to? The MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Why is Trump trying to make it so that the USPS can't deliver mail-in ballots if the federal government doesn't have access to the voter rolls first? Something the federal government has no fucking business having, by the way. Those are the state's voter rolls to manage. Like, I mean, how many... Trump talked about deploying ICE before. And I know we're not allowed to bring up Trump quotes because nobody takes him seriously. Did he call them ICE peacekeepers or something? Or election guards? I'm not even going to be able to fucking find this. Fuck, what was it? It was like months ago. He just said so much crazy shit. January 19th, was it here? Where he said he was going to like maybe deploy the National Guard to voting booths?
A leaked Pentagon memo revealed that the National Guard was building a force of some 20...
June 5th. I feel like he said this multiple times. He's just like... None of it matters until there's like people literally at the polling booths, or Donald Trump himself has to be at the polling booths, like shooting people to death before these guys care.
That's what's happening right now.
Yes.
None of those people are focused on the midterm elections. None of those people are focused on the voters, on the policies that are going
to
win.
What are the Republicans doing right now to focus on? You should just ask them. Oh, Adam, What are some things Republicans are talking about right now for the midterms? I would like to know. I have no fucking idea. Because it seems like all they're doing is spending every single waking moment of their life trying to fall over themselves to defend the insane shit that the Trump administration is doing. What are the Republicans doing right now to ready themselves for midterms? Can you tell us?
Win the
because
voters
they
over.
Want to actually
what
win.
Are they doing to Dev, ask him that, please, Dev. I'm going into the past. Aaron Yeager, you got to do it. What is it? What I didn't finish watching Attack on Titan. Ask him, please. What are Republicans doing to ready themselves to win the midterms? Please.
Them so that later, after they have even more power, they can start dismantling the. Okay.
Well, oh, so this is a multiple phase. So this is phase one. Phase two is no more elections. This is insane. This is completely insane.
Do you think that they actually won't do this? That, like, this is somehow too far even for them? When they've tried it before?
The Republicans are trying to end democracy as we know.
And then he just keeps going to the hyperbolic example. He can't actually answer the question. I don't even know if he's listening to him. I think he's just reading chat. I'm pretty sure there's a reason why the bottom part of his waist is cut off from this camera. He's getting off to this 100%. This is a humiliation fetish. It has to be.
So that they can constantly win.
Yes.
I mean, that's a goal of gerrymandering, but both sides are doing that.
Both sides. That's like the ultimate centrist fucking mantra, is the both sides thing. As soon as you say that, angel gets its wings. There are so many people in heaven now just because of both sides.
The Republicans started that one.
I know. Although Adam's Law. Who started it?
I guess.
Who was the party that was ready to sign an anti-gerrymandering bill? Wasn't there a really famous Latina congressman who came out and she said, hey, if the Republicans want to ban gerrymandering, we're right here for it. But they don't need to ban gerrymandering because they have a rigged Supreme Court that will literally fucking axe parts of the federal legislation in order to ensure that they can gerrymander the fuck out of anything they need, which we saw with the Voting Rights Act. But
I think the Republicans that went along the elector scheme did so just because they were pussies who wanted to, because they thought Trump was still popular. I don't know if it was the ideologically were like, yes, we want to be, you know, in
charge
forever.
That's a great point. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Not only is it not a great point, it wouldn't morally absolve them, but even the second thing is actually no. The reason why some of them kind of went along with it and didn't punish him afterwards, one, they were scared because they were, Trump is literally destroying your political careers if you don't go along with him. But then two, it was actually the exact opposite. They thought that Trump wasn't coming back. Remember, that's why McConnell didn't convict Trump in the Senate for the impeachment. It's because McConnell thought he wasn't coming back. Most Republicans thought that. So it's the exact opposite, but not that I would expect these guys to follow anything with politics at all.
Which, now that's not good, but I feel terrible. Like it's slightly better than, you know, we want to make sure that we're in charge forever in our authoritarian future.
If it was a united Republican Party like Dev is pitching, though, they all would have went along with it.
Okay, here's the thing.
And they would have fought to the death.
In 2026, they are, in fact, a united party because all of those rhinos have been purged out of it.
This is just an insane worldview you have. This is why
it's completely in line with all evidence. Yeah, because they're retards, all right? This is in line with all evidence. Okay, no. Here, January 6th, 2028, the same thing happens. All right, you have false electors. You have a.
Where is Dev in here? I don't know if he's watching stream right now. He needs to be pushing them for examples and asking them to justify their beliefs. Because Dev is given like example after example after example after example, and these guys have nothing. They can't name anything to the contrary. These guys are both fucking retarded. He should force them to like acknowledge, like, you can't counter anything I'm saying, right? Like, you're giving a complete and total vibe based take on this with no factual evidence or historical analogs to back anything up you're saying, right?
Right in the Capitol, you have the same shit happens. Okay. The Democrats win, the Republicans try to steal it. Do you think the Republicans will be successful this time? Yes or no?
I'm just trying to get to Brian like
yes or no,
chat.
Adam. Yes
really,
or no.
I mean, I was reading
give
chat.
Give me a straight answer really, on this. Yes or no?
You're going to have to. I was reading chat, so.
Oh, he's trying to. Oh, and I was right. See, he's not even listening to fucking Dev. You can tell because of the glazed over Hassan-like look people get on their eyes when they're just like, ugh, fucking chat. You can tell they're like totally fucking zonked out.
You're gonna have to say
okay.
It
it's January 6th, 2028. Okay.
Okay.
And we have false electors. All right. We have false electors again.
They
we
already closed the loophole, though.
We have false electors again.
There was no loophole closing. It's fucking retarded. They already thought they were breaking the law when they did their last elector scheme. The idea that they closed any loophole because they amended the Electoral Count Act is fucking retarded. It's just said by somebody that wasn't following the situation at all. The reason why they kept saying that Pence has the constitutional power to do what he was going to do was because they were planning on breaking the ECA. They were going to break the law already. You cannot create a loophole in a law when they said that they were going to break the law already. That's why they kept saying it was constitutional, because they were saying the law was unconstitutional. But it was whatever.
Hey, just listen. Let me say it. Okay. We have false electors again. Okay. We have VP Vance who's counting them, and okay. We have a riot in the Capitol who want things overturned. A Democrat has won the election. Do you think the Republicans will actually get away with it this time?
I don't know.
Why?
That, even if everything happens the same way it happened before, it's going to play out the same way. Because
why would it?
Because the fallout from what would have transpired if the elector scheme actually went through would do serious damage to the country.
Because the fallout, the reason why it won't work this time is because the fallout from what would have happened if it worked last time would have been so bad, then why did they even try it last time?
And it would ruin the political aspirations of too many people who are invested in a future where America goes forward as a strong nation. Oh, so God, it would be too high risk for people. That? Yes. Yes.
I don't think they care.
This is where you're completely delusional, Dev, because
I think the
Republicans have no care for America and they'd like to do things that will like tangibly destroy the institutions of America. That's the Democrats. The Democrats are more interested in destroying institutions than Republicans are.
So
examples, what are we now?
The Republicans under like during the Obama years, I would completely agree with you. They had all this respect for American institutionalism and Republicanism. The Republicans now, no.
Not even really, but okay.
The Republicans will destroy everything if it serves their interests. Trump has fundamentally transformed the party into something demonic. If they could, they would destroy the entire country. Yes.
Even if you're correct at the voter level, and we're talking about voters who are like, yeah, we just getting rid of the Democrats would be good. Then we have our policies and they're never a threat again. They would literally vote for an authoritarian. You could be right at the Republican level, although I wouldn't say all Republicans, but there might be enough to be a majority. You would still have people in the Republican Party that would realize this would permanently lock.
What did this person say? Is Dev Canadian? Dev is the perfect example of someone who isn't from the U.S. and gets all of his information about it from terminally online weirdos on X, as opposed to being an American and getting you walk around all of America and then you see information firsthand. What does that even mean? You're probably getting information from the same places you can get your information from, but okay. Okay, also, never mind. These guys don't have like the lay centristy audience anymore. These guys are all just MAGA dick sucks, I think. Or at least all the donators are. Jesus.
Them out of power. And the whole goal of the party is to move up in status through the party. The representatives want to become senators. The senators want to become president. None of those people want to freeze the system in place. So that would be the problem with what you're pitching here, because that's effectively what they would be doing. They would be locking themselves out of power, which they would never do. The whole reason, and look, we argued about this, Sitch and I argued about this when the elector scheme happened. The vice president, who's the vice president? Pence. Yeah.
Pence.
I said, look, Pence is not going to do it because he has aspirations himself to be president. He's going to run for president. And Sitch told me, oh no, Pence is not going to run for president. Pence ran for president. He ran for president and pitched himself as the guy that saved democracy.
And what happened? He got fucking obliviated. He got obliviated. I almost said obliterated. He got obliviated. Who cares? It obviously didn't work. Dev's theory here is correct. If you want a future in the party, you have to go along with the Trump sycophants.
To be fair, I said he'd have to be delusional if he thought that would help
okay,
him
well,
win.
Okay, they're all delusional, Sitch. They're all delusional.
I understand your position.
My argument is sound.
I get it. Okay, so listen. The issue with your argument is that you're presupposing that the remaining Republicans are still decent people who would actually allow
I'm supposing the opposite. They are scummy, social climbers that do not want to get locked out of power.
I'll rephrase it. Yeah. I'll rephrase it, okay? So you're presupposing that the Republicans are thinking, oh, shit, we're going to get locked out of power if we attempt this 2028 coup, so let's not do it. However, if they succeed at the coup, then they'll never be locked out of power. They don't have to worry about that anymore because they have it in the bag. And so now it doesn't matter because, oh,
yeah, but there's no more elections. How are they going to – who's – how are the representatives going to become senators? Like the whole fucking thing collapses.
Even in countries where there are no elections, there are still ways where you have like different tiers of power and people move up them. No. There's still going to be political careers in an authoritarian country.
How do they move up in those situations? Do you think our completely soft-handed representatives want to go out and have knife fights to move up the political hierarchy? You think they want to turn to political violence? You think they want Saddam Hussein where he marches everybody out and kills all the people who are against him? You think our soft-handed politicians want to live in that system? I mean, you're making my argument.
This is the one, the same system where Donald Trump talked about how noble it would be that the six congressmen that made that political ad should be executed, right?
Well, no, but also I think that they think they'll be okay because that's how it works Let me please. You interrupt me every time. Please, can you just stop?
So you're saying insane shit. I'm trying to save you.
You don't even let me say it.
I'm not saying stalemate, but can you even try to explain the levels of retarded delusion this guy must be living behind? It's a lot even for me. The issue is that it's like so much weird shit happening. So, like, if this is, like, where the actual left position is, and this is, like, the actual right position, the right has, like, hallucinated a super ultra-fucking far-left position. And then you have these, like, let's say that this is the actual center line for U.S. politics. You have all of these lay centrists here who are hallucinating this position as being a centrist. And then if you're politically retarded, people like Adam and Sitch look at these guys. They think they're looking at real centrists. But they're actually looking at people that are basically conservative, and then they think that they're looking at liberals, but they're actually looking at like the hallucinated version of liberals from the far right people over here. And then they're just seeing somebody steps up here and they see what they think is a centrist criticizing what they think is the average liberal. And they're like, wow, shit is fucked, not realizing what they're actually watching is an epic centrist like Adam and Sitch or Joe Rogan that's actually way closer over here that exclusively spend their time shitting on the left. And what these guys are actually shitting on are hallucinated positions over here fabricated by Republicans on the far right to give the impression that all of these liberals are. This is like the game that's played, and it's so fucking boring. That's why earlier the example that he gave of Democrats trying to destroy the party or whatever was like the Democrats want to abolish ICE and all the police and the BLM shit or whatever. The abolish ICE thing has become more mainstream now, which is unfortunate because it shared the same verbiage as people that were more radical 5 years ago. I think there are really strong reasons now to abolish ICE. The BLM, like anti-cop stuff, abolish the police or whatever? Like, these are positions that were far left in the Democratic Party. The average Democrat was not pro abolish the police or defund the police. The average left-leaning person was just not like this. This is why it hurt them so bad electorally. None of the polling data, even in minority communities, bore that opinion that they wanted the police to be defunded. But these guys are pretending that that's like the average liberal position because that's what Republicans show them. And so then they end up occupying these positions much further to the right, attacking hallucinated things on the left. And then this is why when Dev pushes them on like specific examples or anything, they have nothing because everything they're mentioning are just hallucinations from people that are very, very far on the right. And then Dev can give example after example after example, and they have nothing to counter it with because these guys don't engage with reality.
You don't even let me say it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say all the insane shit I want. Okay. Listen. All right. In these authoritarian systems. All right. Even the people who are like they're loyal to the party, they're loyal to the dear leader. They're working their ways up through middle levels of government, being as competent as possible, and they're devoted to the ideology. These people don't think they will be purged right up until they are purged. That's how it would happen.
We are in a situation now with this weaponization of the legal system that the people in power know that the threat is getting worse and worse and worse because they know if they leave power, they could be suspect. They could be thrust into
them. Purged. That's how it would happen. Devoted to the ideology. Wait. These people don't think they will be purged right up until they are purged. That's how it would happen.
We are in a situation now with this weaponization of the legal system that the people in power know that the threat is getting worse and worse and worse because they know if they leave power, they could be suspect. They could be thrust into some sort of legal battle, whether it's warranted or not. That's a step on the path to violence.
They're going to say this started under Biden. They always say this, but they can never give it a good example of it.
I think would like to dial it back from that path. And you're saying
they want to dial it back when Trump has been worse. He's been more egregious with the weaponization of the DOJ than any president in all of U.S. history. Okay, bro.
No, they want to go forward on that path. They think the path to violent transfer of power is actually better. That's what they're into.
So just so I know that I understand what you're saying, are you saying that like mid-level Republican officials are currently looking at the situation? They're thinking, oh my God, the Democrats are going to win next. And the Democrats are going to go.
At what point do you think stop being worth it to engage these people? Oh, these guys? For me, it was years ago. I don't engage. These guys are retarded. These guys are absolutely not worth engaging with. Unless they wanted to do like a formal moderated debate or something, in which case you can shit down their throat for an hour or two to show people how stupid they are. But on their own platform like this or whatever, no, these guys are deeply unserious political actors. But this is kind of the norm for centrists, so what are you going to do?
Go after everyone. So I better not be a part of this?
You have people advocating for this. I think you advocated for it earlier in the stream that every single Republican should be subject to some sort of investigation.
It's so crazy, like this thing. You should just own it. Yeah, they should be. And him too. Just kick them all out. Get them out. Get them out of my country, bro. It's so like a group of people comes over and they all start beating the shit out of the other people. And then you're like, guys, we got to fight back. And he's like, you're saying you should fight. You're saying that you guys should fight. You're saying the same thing. You're saying you should. It's just like, it's the most brain dead 5 minutes at 2:20. I'm done. I can't anymore. Okay.
That's not answer my question though. So you're saying that right now the average mid-level Republican staffer or a congressman or whatever, these guys are saying, oh my God, the Democrats are gonna come after us when they win, and they are going to win. So I need to not be involved in this. So I'm going to be clean.
Would they debate Trump corruption or court expansion with you? I don't know. My guess is probably not. I would debate Trump corruption 100%. Court expansion, that topic is too AIDS to debate. But Trump corruption would be an easy one.
They're definitely, I think it's on their minds, yeah. And I think that does push people in the wrong direction.
I completely agree with you. However, if the Republicans steal the election, it doesn't matter because Democrats won't be in power.
I'm saying that they don't want to go down that road because this does get us closer to a zero-sum game in politics that none of them want to compete in.
But it's okay because there are always retards like you to tell the Democrats stop. So they actually never have to go down that road. They go down a different one where they get to constantly aggress on our side infinitely, and then our side has to come back in power and try to rebuild the country while they get ready to they're cooking up their next devious schemes.
Want to compete in a game of politics that is zero sum but based on elections where the loser walks away and maybe runs in another election someday. You're saying that they're going to get rid of that system altogether.
Yes, I do not think the elites in the Republican Party right now, like Trump and the people around him, I don't think they want that system.
Yeah.
Now you might have lower level Republicans who are doing exactly what you say, but the ones at the top, no, they want that system gone.
I think the electorate could care less as long as the society functions, the crime is low, prices are low. I disagree with them because I believe in democracy. I mean, we argue that on the channel all the time.
So do I.
But I think the elected officials, I think they like democracy where it's a fair, above board fight that people aren't resorting to violence and aren't resorting to lawfare, which is unfortunate.
I'm sorry, SFO. I love you, buddy, but you're so fucking wrong and retarded. I love you. You will eventually catch up to me, okay? You and the rest of you guys, okay? But Sitch, I would never view Sitch as a good faith liberal here or whatever. I don't care how much he fights the audience. Like, there's no way. I can tell that Sitch is not a real liberal because if he was, he would have committed suicide after being on stream with Adam for this long. I'm sorry. You can't be this tolerant of this for this long. It's just too much. There's just no way. There's no way.
We're going more and more in that direction.
I don't think the upper level of the Republican Party actually holds these values the way that you think they do.
I need to put up. Can I put up a poll? Is Dev delusional, or is that too? Is
no.
That,
if you put it up, your entire chat's going to say that I'm delusional.
Yes.
Adam,
I'm super.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brian for $20 says, Dev, is it possible to see failures of the left as not being liberal as being worse than the right? Or are you okay with the left legislating and changing what is constitutional from the bench by packing the courts?
Wait, can you read that again?
Is it possible to see the failures of the left as not being liberal? Of not being liberal, I think that's what it means. If those of the left of not being liberal as being worse than the right, why are you okay with the left legislating and changing what is constitutional from the bench by packing the courts?
I don't think expanding the court will lead to any sort of like legislating from the bench. It could. I don't think it will. But like when I made my argument about expanding the court, it was in response to the Republicans who have
court expansion has nothing to do with legislating from the bench, but okay.
Consistently upped the ante with regards to not appointing people to positions, which culminated in Mitch McConnell stealing that SCOTUS seat from Obama. So like this is one of those things where, yeah, there's a lot of risk associated with expanding the court. There's a lot of possible bad futures associated with expanding the court. But
worth pointing out that Dev is currently constructing an identical "the election is fake unless we win" premise to the one Trump used to complain about in 2020. I don't think this principle is consistent. That's because Trump and them actually tried to steal the election and the Democrats didn't. So of course your position can be different on these two issues.
If the Democrats don't do it, then basically justice will not have been done because the Republicans have acted poorly.
Sulla for $20 says, Dev, you say you don't support Charlie Kirk jokes that are veiled celebrations and instead support jokes to be funny. How do you differentiate between the two?
What do you mean?
That's a good question.
I do support Charlie Kirk jokes. I support all forms. I support all jokes because they're jokes.
Even if they're veiled celebrations?
That aren't funny?
Depends. It depends. Like, so humor is subjective, right? So you might not find something funny, but somebody else does. So I'm not going to judge, oh, that's not a joke. It's not funny. Like, I don't like going down that road. Even if a joke is a veiled celebration, like celebrating Charlie Kirk's death is morally repugnant, but it clearly shouldn't be illegal. And the joke itself shouldn't be illegal. So if we're talking about like free speech rights, you are absolutely within your right to do it. I would defend it on those grounds.
Yeah, but I think the question is not, you know, whether people should go to jail for it. The question is, should you chastise
should you personally
people?
Condemn it?
Yeah, should you say, fuck you for making that joke?
Like, I would not personally condemn someone for making a Charlie Kirk joke. However, if it was one of those things where, like, they were making a joke, but it's not really a joke, they're just kind of dog whistling, and it was, like, somebody I knew, I'd probably have a conversation with them and be like, hey, like, what are you actually doing here? Like what's going on?
Jason Mulgreen for $20 says, I've been dominating Wix comment section, and they, like Dev, keep claiming Ryan lied about something. I've yet to hear anyone actually specify a lie. Also, stop assessing our republic as near over from fucking Canada.
Oh, well, I agree with that.
Guess what? I'm an American, baby. 51st state. We're going to be in. I'm ready for it.
Well, look, if you're going to advocate for that, then stop bitching.
You know what? I'm not. Listen, this is one thing that I don't bitch about, all right? Even though it would kind of suck, at least in the short term, I would love to be an American. I would love Canada to be state number 51. We would send you so many blue representatives, it would be incredible.
No, the Republicans would
allow me to move
to your state.
It would allow me to move. Like, even if Canada was like a territory, so you can't even vote. I mean, people in American territories can move to the American homeland. I'll just move to America. That'll be easy for me.
Thanks for the warning.
I'm in.
Did you want to? Oh, did you have an answer for what Ryan lied about, or is that too
long?
Oh,
yeah, that's important.
Right. Okay, we can actually talk about that a little bit if you like.
Yeah, what's the big lie?
So, like, the issue, this is not quite the same as lying, but it's in the same bucket as lying. It's the one example I have off the top of my head. There was a moment where I outlined to Ryan something that I mentioned earlier in this stream when I said that J.D. Vance came out and said he would do the Eastman scheme if he was the VP in 2020. And Ryan downplayed that by saying, like, his exact words were, and so the evidence of tyranny is that J.D. Vance, we'll find the quote, but J.D. Vance said something. And it's like, oh my God, that was the most bad faith downplaying I've seen in my fucking life. All right. People in your chat are saying that I'm lying about it. We can find, you know what? I will search I will go back to Wickstream. I will pull out the timestamp of it and you guys can watch it for yourself where Ryan says J.D. Vance said something as an interpretation of me pointing out that J.D. Vance said he would in fact steal the election in 2020. Like the gap between those two descriptions of what's going on is incredible. It's incredible.
So
I think you have to be a bad faith person to make that.
Right. Well, you said that you got like debate brained in that conversation. You know, you think it's possible Ryan got debate brained in that response?
It's definitely possible. If Ryan comes out and says, you know what, I was heated. I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm sorry. The same way that I did on this stream.
Well, he'd say sorry. He wouldn't say sorry.
Yeah. But still, if he said the same thing that I said about him getting debate-brained and maybe, you know, going too far with the rhetoric, I'd be like, okay, if he said that. He hasn't so far.
I don't think I've ever seen one of these guys you're debating actually defend a position. When people propose a topic, you should make them word the topic so that you are on the negative. Oh, maybe, yeah. The problem is that, like, they all play everything off as, like, jokes or whatever, or they just try to allude to Democrats doing the same, even though they don't have any historical... There's just no serious debate on these topics, because you just can't seriously debate them. Like, link me a serious pro-Trump debate over the past 2 years. Like, it's impossible to defend his shit. Like, these... You have to be morally bankrupt like these people are. Yeah, I don't know. Both of these people are fucking demonic, disgusting individuals. I'm good. Okay, shh.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.